This is a reminder, something we circle back to every now and then. Usually it's not about you. That is just what I wanted to put out there. Because I had to reach out to somebody this week. I had a couple of things happen this weekend that had nothing. They really probably had nothing to do with me. Okay, so I had to reach out to somebody and ask a question. And I hated to bother them on their Saturday. It was a business-related question. So I was like, hey, hope you're having a great weekend. You know how we do when we're trying to be super friendly on a text. Hope you're having a great weekend. It's such a beautiful day. Hope you're enjoying it. Do you happen to have any information about X? And then the response I got back was super dry. They were like, no. So honestly, no. Maybe I'm just a little neurotic, which is also true. But my first instinct is to get my feelings hurt or to ask like, maybe they're mad. Maybe they're annoyed. Maybe I did something. And you start like this little ball of anxiety that starts just working your way up. Hey, maybe they were just busy. Have you ever been busy before? And just like, no, they answered the question. What was I expecting? We also have to ask ourselves what our expectations are of other people and sort of realign those, like get it back in order. Like it wasn't necessary to say all that. It's just one of those, I guess, social conventions that we get used to. It's like, oh, well, I did this. They should do this. I also got yelled at in a parking lot this weekend as well. We were both reversing out of parking spaces, and they're in front of me, and their reverse lights are on, and I was waiting for them for a few seconds. It was no more than like 20 seconds, and yeah. I'm waiting for them to go. I didn't honk my horn or anything. I'm not in a hurry. Well, she puts it into park, and she gets out to start yelling at me. And I rolled out my window. I said, excuse me? And she said, why don't you go? And what I was doing was waiting on her to go. She's exactly. in front of me. Her reverse lights are on. I think she had some other things going on.
Okay.
But even that could make me feel, I was like, oh, yeah. did I do something wrong? Was there something? No, that person was obviously going through some stuff right then. Because as I looked at it, I realized it wasn't in the wrong. I want to remind everybody, it's usually not about you. They've either got something going on. They're not in the mental place to deal with something.
Yeah.
Having to do with you right now. You have to remember, everybody has their own world. It is hard to remember that everybody has a million responsibilities, trials that they're going through, things that are happening in their lives. And you have no idea what is going on. So we always, the only thing we know is ourselves. So we start turning it in on ourselves. So I want to remind you, be gentle on yourself, because it's probably not about you.